بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكل وعد الله الحسنى وقال تبارك وتعالى رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام الذين بيرد the war between Haqq and Batil started from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. This war between the truth and falsehood will continue till Qiyamah. And always there were forces out there that attacked the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Bani Israel, the Jews. At one time, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent to them more than 70,000 Anbiya to call them towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Most of those Anbiya and messengers of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala were assassinated or murdered on the hands of the Jews. For them to have blood on their hands is from that time, something new. This war will continue till the day of Qiyamah. But we as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has sent us for a specific purpose of life. For us individually to protect our iman, our aqaid, our a'mal, to preserve them. Ulama explained to do a'mal is very easy. To do amal is easy, to preserve them till mort is very difficult. To perform salah is easy. Person becomes habitual of salah, becomes easy for him. Doesn't perform salah, he still has a fikr and concern that I have to become musalli, namazi. I have to go to the masjid. The fikr and concern is there. Person hasn't paid his zakat. He hears one talk, one bayan, one lecture, becomes aware of it. Then to do the amal becomes easy for him, enjoyable. Now to protect those a'mal, to preserve them till maut, this is the difficult part of it. As they say, the shaitan and nafs, the effort they make on a person his entire life at the time of maut, the final attack with full force. So that person leaves the world without iman. Presently you find in the world that the attack is upon the iman of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The red lights are already on. It's already an emergency. There's no time, people are asking when Qiyamah will happen. As if now Qiyamah, or when Dajjal will come. As if this is something sensational news. We are waiting for Dajjal to come. Are we ready for it? We cannot now resist temptation of one channel on the YouTube we have to like or subscribe. When Dajjal will come with his channel, then do we have that imani taqat and power now to resist and not to go onto that site? Today the ulama ikram, they might highlight a certain website or certain fitna, they don't go near it. But insan, harisun fima muni'a. Insan is anxious to know about those things which are prohibited. Instead of resisting and desisting, he goes ahead to see what's it about. He's curious. Then the heart gets caught. His iman is trapped. Now he cannot get out of it. So protection of iman has become now the pivotal point of our life to protect our iman. Till maut. Nobody, Zahkim Sahib Rahimullah says, no one has an advance ticket to become a Jannati. That now I'm already Jannati, I'm secured. The only ones that were guaranteed Jannah was Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And even upon their iman, there is an attack. On their iman, there is an attack also. Allah Ta'ala declared openly in Quran Sharif, وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Every one of them, Allah says, I have promised, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ. Allah's wa'ada. Allah says, I have promised every one of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, الْحُسْنَى, Jannah is for them. Does a person have that courage now to even tamper or speak about the iman of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum? Allah declared in Quran Sharif radiallahu anhum, that Allah is pleased with them. Allah says, I am pleased with them. While walking on this earthly life of theirs, engaging in their day-to-day activity with the iman and taqwa, they were pulling down ayat in the skies with the iman, sometime in Badr, sometime in Uhud, sometime in Ahzab. Wherever they were treading in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, one ayat was coming down in regards to the iman. And now there are people in the world that have this courage. We will say courage, this foolishness of theirs. To even tamper and veil the honor of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala looked at the hearts of the people. And Allah chose from there the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the message of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The most virtuous being that ever walked the face of the earth. Thereafter Allah looked into the hearts of mankind and chose the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again looked into the hearts of the men. Allah chose the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu anhu to be the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were chosen ones. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam mentioned more or less those that will vile and speak ill of my Sahaba radiallahu anhum. May the curse of Allah be upon that person. They were the first group that gave to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every week in the khutbah we hear, but we don't go into the translation, just a little translation of the khutbah, the second khutbah, where after the durood, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Then the khatib reads the durood, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa rasulik, wa salli ala mu'minina wal mu'minat, ila akhir, till the end. Then he comes, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَرْحَمُ أُمَّتِي بِأُمَّتِي أَبُو بَكْرٍ وَأَشَدُّهُمْ فِي أَمْرِ اللَّهِ عُمَرٌ وَأَصْدَقُهُمْ حَيَاءً عُثْمَانُ وَقَضَاهُمْ عَلِيٌّ. In the khutbah every week we hearing about Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The one that was most merciful of the ummah to the ummah, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second one in the cave. Where Allah ta'ala said, I am the third one. And Sahibul Nabi fil ghar, the companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the cave during Hijrat. His entire life, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Inna amanna an-nasa alayya, the most kind to me in regards to his wealth and his companionship is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he came to his companionship, he never left me, even in the cave. When he came to Hijrat also, he was waiting. Two camels were reared already. O Nabi of Allah, when will the command come for Hijrat? I want to be with you. Entire journey of Hijrat. When he came to his companionship, when he came to his wealth also, he was a multi-millionaire. Sahaba ikram were very, very wealthy. Ulama explained that they gave everything in the path of Allah, that is how they became poor. By spending in the path of Allah, they gave it up. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he came to his companionship and his wealth, the most kind, Allah will repay you in the day of Qiyamah. The most kind, the most compassionate to the ummah, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. وَأَشَدُّهُمْ فِي أَمْرِ اللَّهِ عُمَرٍ. And the one that was most firm on the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Umar bin Khattab. كَانَ وَقَّافًا إِنَّ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. When the command of Allah came, he put dead bricks. He will not go further than this, the most just one. They had to be a Nabi, after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, would be Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. How many ayat came down just on his mashwara only? What intelligence Allah ta'ala had given him. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, the Nurain, the bearer of the two lights, married to two daughters of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. وَأَصْدَقُمْ حَيَانُ عُثْمَانُ, the one that had the most amount of modesty. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting once, and just his lungi was revealing his shins. Usman bin Affan walked in radiallahu anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put his lungi right and covered himself even more. Oh Nabi of Allah, Abu Bakr came in, Umar came in, you didn't move, Uthman came in. And now you covered yourself. Uthman has a high degree of modesty. I feel shy also in front of him. What Sahaba ikram? Ali radiallahu anhu, aqadahum Ali, the one that was most upright when he came to judgments. Ali radiallahu anhu, ana madinatul ilm. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said more or less that I am the city of knowledge wa aliyun babuha. And Ali is the door to that city. These are Sahaba radiallahu anhum right now, where they are certain sect in the ummah, not in the ummah, in the world out there. They are not part of the ummah. They now vile the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and speak against the iman of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We look into the lives of Sahaba, what they gave for deen to come to us today. We are sitting here because of their qurbani. Ulama explain that when Allah revealed the ayat that if you had to take all the oceans put together and seven more oceans, turn them into ink, take the entire skies and the earth and turn that into paper, take all the trees of the world, turn them into pens, into pencils, and begin to write the muhabbat, the love, the praise, the grandeur of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, all this will come to an end. It's impossible. As Hakim Sahib rahimullah to explain, Sahaba ikram heard this, he came in the heart of Allah, but then too we will show you our love. How do we show Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala our commitment, our loyalty? Ummu Amara radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Habib bin Zaid radiallahu anhu, was martyred by Musaylama the imposter. His mother, in the battle of Uhud, There she goes with little son as human shields before Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. What iman in her heart. She goes with little son and arrows are flying. The amount of cuts she had on her body, they say was uncountable. And then she loses an eye also, she gets a cut on her hand. Nabi of Allah sees her valor. That time the ahkam and the laws of parada weren't down as yet. Sees her valor, Ummu Amara, what do you want in Jannah? What dua should I make for you? Nabi of Allah, make dua Allah Ta'ala, grant me a house in your vicinity, in your neighborhood in Jannah. This is Sahaba Ikram, nothing of dunya. She and her son. So how to show the love of Allah? Sahaba Ikram, when they heard these ayat over here, it's impossible to write down the love of Allah. A person now wants to show his love, he becomes a poet overnight. He begins to write poetry in love to his beloved. Sahaba Ikram, how do we show Allah our love? With the pink, with the ink, with the pen, impossible. Allah says it will come to an end. And he will not now even show a little of my love and muhabbat. Ulama say, Sahaba Ikram, it came into their heart, the only way to display love to Allah and Nabi Ali Salatu Salam is to write down our love for Allah with our blood. To shed our blood, the ummah will write till Qiyamah and they will read. What muhabbat or love Sahaba Ikram had for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is why even more important than ever before, my dear brothers, for us to sit to our families at home and have the ta'alim of Hayatul Sahaba. To read to our children. To read to our children. There was one youngster in a foreign country. Every night in the home there was ta'alim of the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Then when he goes to school and the teacher asks him, who do you want to become? What do you want to become? I want to become a Sahabi. Who is a Sahabi? Non-Muslim teacher. But the young boy was inspired from the time he was young. They say if you want your children to learn etiquette, akhlaq, high morals, read to them the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his life. They will learn what character to have, how to be a real insan. I want to become a sahabi. Who is a sahabi? You say, my mother is at home, ta'alim to us. The Muslim wife, the Muslim mother at home. The first madrasa. That was his protection. The ta'alim in the house protected his iman. When that non-Muslim teacher of his, a female, phones the mother, what is your son speaking about? Then she contacts her. Then they meet. Then the mother explains to the teacher that this is a sahabi. These are sahaba ikram. This is deen. Upon the reply of this young boy in the school, that non-Muslim teacher becomes a Muslim. This is a Muslim home, my dear brothers. Today, unfortunately, now there's no time for ta'aleem, but there's time now for screen time. Screen time has become a big thing. That each child needs his screen, is addicted to the screen. How to get them of that, for them to understand. How many are youngsters right now, we are hearing that in university, in different organizations, or tertiary institutions, they're going with the flow. And these certain sects, be it Shiism, Qadiani, etc., they thrive on three things, ulama explain. If we read the kitabs, a person will be shocked on what the aqaid and belief entails. You say a person who makes mut'ah, according to us, is prostitution. Getting married with a woman for a specific amount of time, which is rife amongst them. They say more than half the population are illegitimate because of mut'ah. And the vile beliefs, the person who will make one time mut'ah, get married like this, he will get the status of Hussein radiallahu anhu. Na'uzu billah. Second time has a Hassan. Third time has a Ali. Fourth time the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the vile Sahaba Ikram. If our children are not educated in regards to Sahaba and Iman, my dear brothers, they will also think this is something virtuous. Because they don't know better. That is why that maktab in the afternoon is so important. And here one misconception we have is that maktab and madrasa are only for children. No. It's also for adults. As adults we are learning all the time. Iman is something we have to refresh until maut. I cannot be complacent. I have it, alhamdulillah, I'm okay. My salah I have to check all the time. My iman I got to check all the time. Sahaba ikram did it every day. They check the iman. Now we're having classes in masajid. After Fajr this program, other masajid have adult classes also. for me to check my iman all the time, because I don't know where I will slip. Whether it comes to Shi'ism, whether it comes to abusing Sahaba radiallahu anhum, whether it comes to my aqidah and belief in regards to, we don't even like to say these words in public, where they put the alphabets together and they come to Q plus, etc. Nowadays we have to say it in bayan, the youngsters are going to go Google it, what's this about? So we can't even say these things, we can't put it on the posters also, because their minds are curious. So how to educate them? Now with the incorrect tafsir also, they are listening to in school, that yes, they did it with young boys, and there was nothing wrong, because it was with mutual consent. Na'uzu billah. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, they are taught now from friends, etc., it was mutual consent between the adult man and the young boy. So nothing was wrong with it. That nation was destroyed because it was without consent between the two parties. Incorrect tafsir of Quran Sharif. How to protect within our own deen, this is an attack right now. That is why it's so important, two things, my dear brothers, we have to have ta'aleem at home. Ask ulama ikram what kitabs to read. The seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the virtues of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to educate our masturat ladies at home. They don't come for bayans, they can go for the weekly ta'aleem, listen to the talks of deen. And then for us also to make effort on our iman. We have adult classes in the masajid, go out in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and more than ever we have to align ourselves to one alim of deen. To one alim of deen, otherwise a person will become just a listener to many stations, then he is more confused. That mufti is saying this, that mufti is saying that. That was always there, different fatawa. If I get one mufti in my life, one alim in my life, and I follow him in everything. Whatever he tells me, that's correct for me, I will do. My iman is protected, my children are protected also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, my dear brothers, to protect our own iman. Our progenies to come till Qiyamah, how quickly they are slipping right now. We can see the fitnas that are coming day after day, day after day. But our work is very easy. Our work is very easy. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has everything still in control, always in control. But the way the fitnas will seem as if Allah Tabarak Wa Ta'ala is very busy now. What's going to happen out there? Allah is in full control. Allah is all informed. We have to just come into the correct system and Allah will protect. How Allah will protect from which avenue? How Allah protect our iman? As long as we are making the effort of iman, Allah will keep us protected. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.